Blog Talk Radio.
This Sharpie thing to us that we need to start looking at. Well, here we've got a call. I mean, all we had to do was talk about it on radio for 5 minutes.
They printed my ballot. Then they hand me a Sharpie, which I thought was kind of weird because I've been voting for almost 40 years now. But I noticed it was soaking through to the other side of the ballot. I went online to check my status of my ballot, and I put in my info, and it said that I wasn't registered. I've always been registered. I could not find any proof that my ballot was read.
She saw that they were handing Sharpies to people and that she was already hearing that the machines were not reading the Sharpie ballots. And she said she had always voted with a pen, so she had a pen ready. And they tried to force her to take the Sharpie. They tried to take the pen away from her.
Goes out with a Sharpie-type felt pen. And I was like, oh, no, I have a pen. I pulled it out of my pocket, and I was like, I have a ballpoint on a pen. Reached out, trying to grab it.
And so they give you the Sharpie.
Well, there's a poll worker. They showed what they're doing and giving me the right pen to fill out the ballot.
In Arizona, we know the machines can't read them. What were you told?
I checked my vote a few days after the vote to confirm, and it showed the confirmation of my vote the day I voted, and everything was 100%. Lo and behold, I went on and checked my status this morning after the election, and my vote is gone. It shows the last vote that I made was in 2016. I've been talking to others on Facebook, and my friends in my community, all reporting the same thing, missing votes across our county.
Your ballot was filed with the Sharpie that they gave you.
Yes.
And now they are trying to throw out your vote, Elgin.
It's voter fraud. It's an attack
upon the integrity of the constitutional system, Jordan.
Then we just need to go to the next step. And the next step's going to be we make sure that the Constitution's complied with.
Folks, at the ACLJ, now is the time to go to war, to defend the integrity of the election and your constitutional right to vote. We've got a brand new petition up. We need you to sign it at aclj.org. Votes are being stolen. And here is the key. We support counting of every legal vote, regardless of who that legal vote was for. But notice the word I use, legal. Listen to the other side. They say count every vote, not legal vote. There's a big difference. We're here to defend your constitutional rights. We fight to the very end. This is the beginning of the battle. And the way you can start by pitching in and fighting with us is by signing the petition right now to defend your constitutional right and the integrity of our vote in the United States. Sign that petition right now at aclj.org.
And we are live here tonight. We're back here on the Black Conservative Show. And you got it right. I'm the host, Black Conservative. Advancing a conservative agenda, which is an American agenda. People say, well, conservatism, liberalism, Republicans, libertarian, conservative. I'm only interested in advancing an American agenda because that's important. It's important that we abide by the laws of this country. If we abide by the laws of this country, I am a conservative independent. Which when I say conservative independent, I'm not embracing a particular independent party. You do have what they call the independent party. There are some people who are members of the independent party, and you do have a particular party out there. I don't have any party affiliations. I don't have any party affiliations. I don't have any ongoing memberships with any political party. I just simply advance. I just hold to what I call basic truth. You know, I look at things on the basis of black and white, just common sense policies, things that make sense. It's just common sense to pay your car note on time and insurance on time. That's just common sense. It's just common sense to pay your mortgage on time. That just comes. Some things are common sense. Really not complicated. Now, I'm a very competitive person. I'm a debater. I'm a lover of philosopher. Absolutely. People get that wrong with my perspective. I love a good fight. I like watching a good fight. I love a good debate on the issues. If you debate on the merits, on the issues, I love that. I'm not going to get into personal insults and attacks. I may joke around and play around and say crazy things at times. But if I'm going toe-to-toe with someone in a serious discussion, not a one-sided discussion, a serious discussion, I'm just going to look at things from the concept of the individual, a single singularity. Now, with this election, over the weekend, you know that the news media projected their winner, declared Joe Biden to be the winner. But I got bad news for my critics. The media doesn't get to decide the election. they doesn't get to decide the election. They can only declare a winner, but they doesn't get to decide the election. And that has to do with the 1887 Troyer Count Act. That has to do with the Electoral Count Act of 1887 that says that the certifying of the election takes place on December the 14th. And the verifying of it on January the 6th. So we have a ways to go. There is a legal battle taking place. And it allows for, and the reason you say, well, why does it take long to verify the electoral votes when it's obvious that that person won? Well, because of human shortcomings, because we're dealing with human beings. You live in a foul world, and in a fallen world, and you're going to have some people whose heart is not right toward their fellow citizens. You see, the heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperate and wicked. Who can know it? And you have to have a grace period for anything. You have to have a time for people to challenge something to go wrong. If there are evil intent, if there's some kind of bad behavior or criminal activity taking place, you got to allow people a time play out in court. You have to allow for due process of the law, and Democrats don't want due process of the law here. They want to end this witch hunt, as they claim, by Republicans, the Trump campaign, as quick as possible, even though their witch hunt lasted for 3.5 years. Democrats' witch hunt, trying to find some criminal activity on President Trump. Do y'all remember America? Democrats' witch hunt, the Russia, Trump-Russia collusion. Y'all remember that witch hunt that went on for 3.5 years that cost the American taxpayers almost $40 million, a fake Russia dossier, and the Mueller report concluded that no individual in the United States, no person colluded with Russia to interfere in the 2020 to 2016 presidential election. And that went away. They thought Robert Mueller was going to be the deal breaker here. And Robert Mueller retired and said, hey, look, we haven't found nothing, no illegal, no criminal activity between the KGB and President Trump, or KBG, the Kremlin, and the president. And the radical left media, they went away. They went back to their rat hole of no return, and they came up with another witch hunt, the Ukraine witch hunt, Ukraine. And that blew over with their fake impeachment. And then the coronavirus hit, and then the radical left came up with another scam, another plot, an evil diabolic plot called mail-in ballot. Now, all kind of red flags should go up to a person with just an ounce of common sense. All red flags should go up, America, when you send out 100 million unsolicited ballots and have people to mail them back in regardless of any photo ID, any proof, any verification at all. No post date. You know, you can receive them after the election. That opened up that in and of itself, you don't have to be a Republican or Democrat or independent. Knowing that in and of itself should sound an alarm. Like, whoa, wait a minute, red flag. You need to flag this. You opening it up for all kinds of evil activity to take place. Again, as I said a moment ago, that you have to keep in mind that the heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And if you don't put in any, if you don't impose any measurements or safeguards, try to restrain evil in a fallen world, then the Bible tells you that evil men, because iniquity will wax worse and worse, of what will abound worse and worse, iniquity shall abound. Evil men are going to get worse and worse, plotting and doing mischievous things. They're not going to stop doing mischievous things. And I know that Democrats are crooked. Democrats have been dealing with voter fraud and criminal activities in the election ever since Al Gore 2000 election. But let me just say this. I blame the Republican leaders of not flagging this thing when it first came out back in April, when Democrats in June, when they started talking about the mail-in ballots. The Republican establishment leadership should have been saying, hey, this is a no-no. No, this is not going to happen. This is a gateway for all kind of criminal activity to take place. But they allow it. They allow people to panic, Democrats to use China virus to panic, to make it seem that people are going to spread. If people the American people have to stand in line to vote for 2 and 3 hours, it's going to spread the coronavirus. And that was not the case. People stood. You notice the media haven't reported one case of anybody testing positive for the coronavirus due to standing in the line to vote during the election. Have you noticed that the fake news media, Democrats, haven't mentioned not one case, positive case of anybody who got the coronavirus? By standing in line to vote in this past Tuesday. I thought that the coronavirus posed a threat to the American people standing in line to vote. Not one case. Not one. And you had weak Republicans who fell for it. They fell for it. Coming. I'm not even a politician. I'm not even a legal mind. I am not even, a congressman or a senator. I'm not even a lawmaker. I'm just an American citizen, ordinary American citizen. And I saw this mail-in ballot for what it was. Well, President Trump called it. This is going to be Democrats trying to steal the election. And he was right. That's what it was. And now it's going to court, to the Supreme Court. We've got legal battles saying this. I'm just asking this question, America. What was wrong with the American people who was afraid to stand in line to vote? Why did those individuals not request an absentee ballot that requires photo ID verification and address and signature? Why couldn't they not use that? That was just as valid. Why did we have to use the mail-in ballot in the first place? There was no need. There was no evidence that mail-in ballots was warned. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. And how did Republicans allow Democrats in June, knowing that they had control over their electoral counties, How did Republicans even allow for this to happen? They should have shot this down back in June and said, hey, no, we have election laws and we're going to abide by that. My argument is, my case is that I'm bringing to the American people is that we should have never allowed the mail-in ballots to be sent out in the first place. Unsolicited, random like that, 1 million ballots. We know leading up to the election, you had U.S. Post Office employees. You had some throwing ballots in a dumpster, in the garbage, 80,000. You had a guy, a U.S. Post worker, caught with ballots in his car, mail in his car, political mail in his car. I just don't understand how the Department of Justice, the Electoral Commissioner, even allow in the first place for mail-in ballots to even been sent out. There should have been a debate on the Senate floor and the legislators for that. There should have been a debate for that. People, you're arbitrarily sending these out, and now we got a constitution. We may have a constitutional crisis on our hands. We may very well have a constitutional crisis on our hands. The thing is not over yet. It can still be reversed. It can be overturned. I know Biden supporters are dancing in the rain, shouting, having a parade, and I support you all right. I support your right to do so for the time being. Send in the clowns. You can send in the clowns. You can have any kind of parade you want. But just keep in mind, just as easy as they declared Joe Biden the winner, they can easily reverse it. It happened with Al Gore in 2000. Gore, the winner. So I'm just saying here, as we get ready to talk about more here on the show, here on the Black Conservative Show, and some may say, well, you're just carrying the baton for President Trump. In a sense, yeah, right. But look, at the end of the day, here's what's important, is that every legal vote is counted. Every legal vote is counted. And you toss out the illegal ones. You toss out the bad. Throw the baby out this time. This time you want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. All the illegal ballots, the ones that are problematic, not verified, you want to toss those out. All the ones that came in after the November 3rd, that was not postmarked before November 3rd, you throw those out. They disqualified. So we're seeing that there are lawsuits. Mayor Rudy, the former mayor of New York, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, was on the Sunday Face the Nation show, but he stated about 10 lawsuits coming. There's 6 lawsuits already. Probably about 10 will be coming by Friday. That's a lot of lawsuits. They're going to be a recount. You notice Democrats want to count every vote. See, that's the difference between Republicans and Democrats. Democrats want to count every vote, legal or illegal. That the Constitution don't say count every vote. The Constitution says count every legal ballot, every legal vote, every legal ballot. You don't just count every ballot that came in. That's you're committing a crime by doing so. because nothing is 100%. You're going to have illegal ballots that's going to be that has been cast, illegal that has been cast, and we don't want to count the illegal ballots. Democrats want you to count those illegal ballots. No, we need to count the legal ballot. You're listening to the Black Conservative Show. We're back again tonight. And if this is going, let me tell you, this is going to, like I said earlier, that with the 2000 election, President Bush and versus Gore, that legal battle went on for 37 days before a winner was decided. 37 days, and we could very well see ourselves back at that again. History may be making a full 360 turn here. Let me just say to the Biden supporters out there who may be listening to the show, you have a right. You have a right to stand with your candidate. You have a right to even be in denial of any legality or any criminality that's going on. You have a right to do so. I feel your pain. I really do. I feel their pain. You know, they are a high critic of President. I mean, I listen to you all. I listen to the local radio, liberal talk shows and conservative talk shows here in Memphis. I listen to these talk shows, and there are a lot of people who bear lots of, when you talk about Trump haters, I think President Trump has more enemies than he do friends. Some, maybe he have created some legitimately, yeah. But I think most of his critics are people who criticize the president are people who pretty much don't have anything to show for their life. They're very critical of the president. But think about it. Think about the Trump policies. If we can put aside the character of the president at times, look at the president's policy. Now, President Trump has done more on the behalf of African Americans, Black Americans, than any president in modern history. Maybe more than Abraham Lincoln. I thought that Black Americans, I said this over and over, I thought that Black American, African American community, I thought that President Trump deserved. I really believe. I still believe now. He earned our vote. He fought for it. He worked for it. He earned the African American vote, and we have turned our back. Majority of African Americans have turned their back on the hand that was feeding them, President Trump. How do you do that? How do you turn your back on somebody who is championing your policies? How do you turn your back on somebody who, a president who took the time out of his busy schedule to meet with Black ministers, Black pastors, Black businessmen, Black leaders, Black community advocates? He met with Steve Harvey and met with Ice Cube and met with Kanye West and met with Joe Brown and others. Met with the leaders of the historical Black colleges. How do you turn on somebody like that who fought for Black Americans, school choice, where many of the poor Blacks were trapped in the underperforming four underperforming government schools run by liberal Democrats in minority cities. How do you turn against a president who him and his wife paid for the $10,000 scholarship for a young black girl, age 7, a 9, to go be able to go, her mom, single black mom, to be able to go to the school of her choice. Melania Trump, President Trump, gave her $10,000. That's a blessing. That was at the presidential, that was at the State of the Union. You all do remember this, when they had the State of the Union address, and his young single black mom, single parent, was there with her daughter. She'd been trying and trying, and Washington there, I think, was New York, to get her child into a better school, charter school, private school, whatever, to get a good education, because her child was trapped in those zip code zone schools. You know, you had to go, if you live in a certain zip code, you could only go to a school in that zip code. You couldn't go to a school outside of that zone. Zone districts, yeah, that's what they call it. If you want to send your child to another school, you couldn't because you were trapped in a certain zone. Like here in Memphis, you got kids that are trapped over there in 38109. That's a bad school zone over there. That's where you have criminal activity, high crime. But during the State of the Union address President Trump lied during the presidential State of the Union address with a $10,000 scholarship given to her, a little young black girl, 7 years old, I think she was 7, by President Trump and his wife to go to a school of her choice. Now, ain't no Democrat gave them little minority kids any money to go to. Matter of fact, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden is against school choice. Black America, if you didn't know that, they want to get rid of school choice. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris is against school choice. So now little black kids, all because of their parents' irresponsibility, going to be trapped in them poor, crime-ridden public school systems. Now, the elite liberal Democrats, they're going to send their kids to private school, charter school of their choice. They're not sending their kids to the public school. If the public school system is so good and so advanced and so worthy of every American child at school, teenager going there, why won't these politicians who are advocating for a government-run school, why won't they send their kids to public school? Why won't Obama and Michelle Obama, Malika, Lalisha, Lakeisha, Tamika, Michelle Obama, why didn't they send their kids to private school? I mean, to the public school. If they in love with big government, why didn't their kids go to the government-run school? I mean, you know, Democrats talk about teachers more money. They were going to pay the school teachers more money to teach our kids, our little kids, in the public school system. Oh, they worship and esteem the public school system to be so great. So wonderful and magnificent. But yet, Hillary Clinton, Obama, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, these Democrats, all those Democrats in the media on CNN, news reporters, none of them send their kids to the public school. Because you know why? ran by Democrats, been ran by Democrats over the last 50 years, has proven to be, the last 40 years, 20, 30 years, has proven to be a dismal failure. It's a train wreck. Yep, some escape. Some come out with shining knight armor. Some of the kids succeed in the public school system. It's because they're smart. My kids were just smart by default anyway. I don't care what school you send my kids to. They was just genius anyway. They were highly intelligent. The public school system didn't make them intelligent. It's how they was brought up. They was taught to be the best. They was taught to be good at whatever you do. The bar was raised very high in my home. You had to do your homework. That was no exception to the rule. So they came from a background where they were already conditioned to succeed. Government-run public schools, they don't send their kids there. You know why? Because they know it's bad. They don't want to send their kids around the elite Democrats, the elite liberals. They don't want to send their kids around these little inner city kids who got bad behavior, who come from broken homes, behavior, who's disruptive in class. They don't want these little destructive kids. That's why Joe Biden said that he didn't want his kids. He didn't want his little children, our children, he said, going to a public school system that's made up the racial jungle. Yeah, Joe Biden said that. He didn't want his little white kids going to school with little minority kids because, according to Joe Biden, that's just like bringing the school. That's just like bringing the zoo into the classroom. That's what he said, like it or not. That's what Joe Biden said. I don't care if you think it's true or false, but that's what he said. Like Curtis Mayfield, Fred is dead. That's what I said. Yeah, Black America, y'all went and voted for a racist white man who, number one, said if you didn't vote for him, you're not black. You have a problem, choose between him and Trump, you're not black. That's an insult. And then he turned around and talked about you, your young man, and youth like a dog, call him sociopaths, super predators, you name it. Said they've been neglected by their mama. They were born out of wedlock. Call them children of SOBs. It's what all Joe Biden said about blacks. And then black go out and vote for him 90%. Something wrong with that picture. Something is wrong with that picture. It's just me. Something is wrong with that. I don't understand how having that knowledge and understanding that being the case, people say, well, I'm not going to vote for, I didn't vote for Trump because Trump is racist. Trump got an attitude. Trump is mean. But you voted for somebody who didn't want your evil, you voted for a white man who didn't even want your little black kids sitting in the same classroom with his kids. Being, he didn't want his kids to even be in the same classroom with minority kids. That's just like bringing the zoo into the jungle. That's what he said. Stop looking at me like I'm crazy. Like you can't understand English. To some folks, that didn't matter. Oh, that don't matter. Oh, they can overlook. You know, it's amazing how black Democrats can be always be forgiving. They can be so understanding and forgiving when it comes to Democrats insulting the black race. Have y'all ever noticed that? And not just Joe Biden. It's been other Democrats, prominent Democrats in the media, who have said things demeaning about black African Americans or insinuate things. And it seems like the black leaders, the black pastors, they overlook it. They look at it like a little humble slave and ignore it. I give you an example. The former Democrat House Speaker before Nancy Pelosi, Dirty Harry Reid. Do y'all know who Dirty Harry Reid was? Well, Harry Reid was the Speaker of the House before Nancy Pelosi. But here's what Harry Reid said when Barack Obama came on the scene, run for president during his first term. Harry Reid said that Barack Obama, number one, he don't speak. It's a new kind of black guy. He don't, you know, he's different. He don't speak the Negro dialect. The Negro dialect. What is the Negro dialect? Somebody tell me. And it's a white, it's an old dirty white man, Dirty Harry Reid. Said a Barack Obama, he don't speak the Negro dialect. Huh? All of us, how do I talk? How do I sound? Like a Africa over there in the Mbunga, Mgungo, Congongo jungle? All right, sure. How do I sound? I think I talk pretty good. I think I have a very good, clear dialect. Sometimes I can get a little, mix my words up, get a little tongue-tied at times, but for the most part, I think I'm pretty. Said Obama don't speak the Negro dialect. I'm still trying. Can some of y'all please call and tell me what is the Negro dialect? I didn't think there was a such thing as the Negro dialect. I didn't know. Do you speak the Negro dialect? In other words, Obama speak a whole different language and dialect that's unique from the rest of black Americans. He's a new kind of Negro. He's a new Negro. He's Barack the Magic Negro. He's a new Negro. Joe Biden said Barack Obama is the first African-American male who's clean and articulate. To insinuate that you and me, other African American guy, we're not clean. We're dirty. To you, that you talk like an ape. Barack Obama don't talk like an ape. They talk like a bunch of monkeys, chimpanzees. You can't understand them. That they can't even speak forth a full intelligent sentence. We're not clean. We're dirty. We're criminal. Barack Obama, first African-American male who's clean, he don't have a criminal record. Majority of other blacks are criminals. That's what Joe Biden was saying. He insinuated that Barack Obama clean. He don't have a valid criminal record. That's storybook, man. That's what Joe said. This is storybook. You don't find this in the African American community, according to Joe, African American man who's clean and can talk right. That's pretty much what he's saying. Now this is gonna make some black folks mad, but this is gonna make them mad. But when the race of people fail to see things for what they are, for what it is, see something for what it is, deaf eye, a blind eye to things, and don't challenge it. When you got black leaders and black preachers who hear things and don't challenge it because they don't want to lose power or don't want to lose members or don't want to make anybody upset or lose their position, sweep it under the rug. You know what end up happening to a race? Their race end up being cursed. You kind of like curse yourself. You curse yourself when you side with evil. Evil. I don't care whether you're black, Hispanic, white. When a race of people, the majority of that race, side with evil, you put yourself under a curse. You put yourself from underneath the protection of God. You put yourself out the canopy of God's America as a whole, go out and vote against Donald Trump as a whole. What had this man done to us? I find no fault in Donald Trump when it comes to African Americans. What does this man do to us? Let me throw myself in there. It's obvious that I'm black. Forget about the media. Forget about Democrats, party line, or whatever. Forget about the people who got into a fight with Trump. My question is to African Americans, so bad to the African American community that 90% of you are rejected this man's help. What did he do? What did Trump do that was so diabolic, so wicked, so immoral, so unforgiving, so painful that we stabbed a man in the back? A man who first, when he first came in office, invited him to his office. First Republican president to do that. What did this man do to create such animosity and hatred? When this man, under this man administration, you had the lowest African-American unemployment in history for black men and women. The lowest. You had more black people working in the workforce, and you had, what was it, 700 of them coming off of food stamps, 7,000 something like coming off of food stamps. Black business was flourishing. Everything for black American was going up, not down, was decreasing. Before Trump came in office, you had black unemployment was in double digits in some cities. Double digits. 34% poverty level in Memphis. Here in Memphis, you had 34% blacks in Shelby County live underneath the poverty level. Question to African American is, when it comes to President Trump, you had a president, black America, for the first time in modern history, you had a president who was championing policies that was a concern of black Americans, prison reform. Other things that got done, housing, working, was bridging close together. Forget about Democrats. Forget about the media. Forget about all the other stuff they talked about black America. I'm asking you a question. Why would you bite the hand that fed you? Democrats in the election ain't promised you nothing. I didn't hear one thing that Joe Biden or Kamala Harris promised black Americans in these three debates. Not one time did they promise their black African Americans base anything. They didn't give y'all, they didn't offer, promise you nothing. They told you Trump was a racist and you sucked it up. And you went out once again in full-fledged ignorant mode and voted out of angry, out of hate, bitterness, and malice. Every election, you do it. I don't care who the Republican Party is. Folks went out and vote based on racism. Oh, Trump's a racist. He's a racist. That's why I ain't gonna vote. He's a racist. Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. That's sad. That's sad commentary. That you get 90% of one particular group of people vote against somebody, think they're racist, you think they hate you, you think they're your enemy. When y'all seen for 3 years everything this man was working hard for African Americans. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, 4 to 7 years, and they're not going to do anything. What have Democrats done for blacks? Nothing. You're still going to have more crime in the black community, more property, lack of education, no more businesses. This president got in billionaire investors invest $500 billion in these economic districts that were stricken economically to go in there, the opportunity zone, to build up these minority communities, districts that was economically stricken. Billionaires to invest, put their money together and gave them a tax break, tax exemption, if they would go in there, invest money, pour money into these districts to build them up, bring them up to par. Black America, y'all rejected that. You people rejected that. What is wrong with us as a people? What is wrong? That tells me that there is the problem is there is a fundamental character flaw. A fundamental character flaw going on. When you have a sitting president for 3 years who is championing policies on behalf of African Americans and the African American community, y'all stab this man in the back. That's low down and dirty. That's called being low down and dirty, no good. That's being low down and dirty. The ministers are low down and dirty. The congregation, the community, that's low down dirty. And right out evil. To stab somebody in the back who done everything in their power, made it permanent for the next 10 years for historical black colleges to receive funding that was going bankrupt. And now they parading about how much money they got and trying to get black people to come to historical black colleges. Trump made that possible. They was going bankrupt when Barack Obama was in office. Right here in Memphis, LeMoyne Owen College, having a marathon, raising money because they was going bankrupt, a black college here in Memphis. Somebody, that's wrong. Don't come to me no more talking about no God, no righteousness, and church jumping. That's why I didn't even go to my church this Sunday. That's why I didn't even go to my church this Sunday. You know why? I didn't even want to sit there and hear the hypocrisy. Because they're being hypocrites. And I'm going to tell them about themselves. All right? I'm going to go next time. I'm going to tell them about themselves. The Bible said, cry loud and spare not. I'm going to tell them about themselves. I'm going to tell the preachers about themselves. I'm going to tell them, y'all were wrong. Y'all committed a moral transgression. Don't come in here shouting this morning over no mess, over no Biden and Harris. Y'all committed a moral transgression against God. Come in and shout over these two scumbags that they dig up out the sewage. Both of them, Biden and Kamala Harris, both of these two individuals are an abomination unto the Lord. An abomination. Because they both promote homosexuality, which is an abomination. And abortion. I got 90 seconds. I didn't realize that. I may have to extend the show. I didn't know I had 90 seconds left. Let's bring Pionki in. I'm sorry, Pionki. You live on the Black Conservative Show. You got a minute.
Well, yeah, I don't want you to stick around no longer than you have to. But you're absolutely right. People are unappreciative. And they show it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just forget about politics. This man did all he can. He been over backwards. I mean, we went out his way for Black America. This is how we treat the man. This is a shame. This is embarrassing.
Yeah, it is. But anyway, I'm going to let you go on and enjoy the rest of
the
night. Oh,
you good to go?
Yeah, I'll talk to you later on.
I'll be back tomorrow night. I'll be back
Sounds
tomorrow
good.
Night. I'm starting at 7 o'clock, man. Sorry to hold you over there, but I just had to get that off my chest.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Well, we have about 19 seconds left in the show, but I'm just saying here is that I think there's something wrong with that, man. That's just me. That's just me talking.
Every time I buy a new ride, bling, bling, Lorenzo's on your car.